One of the issues that came up was the Comrades Marathon. We've seen so many other races and competitions cancelled or postponed over the last few weeks, but it looks as though the Comrades is still going to go ahead. And we were wondering what was behind that thinking. Let's bring into the conversation Rowan James, the Comrades Marathon race director. Rowan, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us today. What's the idea behind continuing with this for the time being anyway?
Good afternoon, Jan, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Yes, thank you for the opportunity to chat. At the present moment, as per our media release that we put out today, is that the Comrades Marathon will go ahead as planned. And the main reason for that, amongst other things, is that we are 88 days away still from race day. So in terms of the Comrades Marathon, we naturally fall under the auspices of our Federation, Athletics South Africa, who yesterday put out a media release stating that all running-related events are postponed for 30 days, and then they will reassess after that, being the 15th of April. So we, as good corporate citizens in terms of the athletic environment and fraternity, we will naturally align with that and take that direction from the Federation ASA.
All right. So give me a sense of this. I understand that you'll be going through a process where every few days or weeks you'll be reassessing the situation. How often do you go through that process with the authorities?
Correct, Jan. What that process will be, I think the important thing first is to get the communication out. That's ongoing in the background in terms of normal race operation and logistical requirements, but at least on a weekly basis that we will be updating the, let's call it the wider market, the media fraternity, running fraternity out there, right up until the reassessment done by ASA on the 15th of April. And then we in turn as Comrades Marathon on the 17th of April will announce the way forward. And actually, we need to be guided by the Federation, one, but more importantly, two, the national government. If this pandemic hasn't slowed down or anything from that point of view, come the 15th or 17th April, then actually we'll need to reassess and align according to that.
How much are you likely to lose if you cancel in the long term?
John, one of the options when we had a special board meeting last night was there was effectively three scenarios on the table. One was business as usual, two is postponed, three is cancel. And what unanimous decision was that we do not cancel under any circumstances. The only way we're going to do that is if we are instructed to do so by the National Federation or the national government. Otherwise, it's business as usual for us. And that means that the two scenarios left is that race is still on the 14th of June. If that's not possible, then we would obviously postpone to a later date still to be advised.
Right. So your potential runners, all of those who are participating, should just keep training for the time being in case there is a postponement.
Absolutely. And I think that's a key thing, Jan, is that most of the athletes know what Comrades is about. Many of them are returning athletes. They're familiar with the process. What we've encouraged them to do is just carry on training as per what, in fact, the Federation said with all athletes of all various events. Carry on training towards that. But the important thing is that whatever the decision is based on between the 15th and 17th of April, which would affect them either way, we will naturally communicate with them. We're not going to keep them holding them on the line for like 2 days before the race and say it's awful and isn't like that. So naturally, we're very mindful of that.
So, Rowan, we'll naturally touch base with you before that as you make a decision. And clearly, Rowan James there, the Comrades Marathon race director, telling us that a final decision will be made by the 17th of April. So if you have signed up to take part this year, if you are in training already, keep at it is the advice, because there will most likely not be a cancellation, but a postponement. Right now, the Comrades Marathon, for all intents and purposes, goes ahead in June.